Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Your background.
It's bad.
A little noisy. Very low. Very loud, actually.
Okay, sorry about that. That enough?
A little better.
Okay. Yeah. Politics. I have a little story. We have an election. See how it went.
I'm going to ask you if you can... Yes, this is a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but okay. I'm hearing some noise in the background.
We had an election.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody saw how it went. Internationally and otherwise. Everybody knows. I would like us to get on the ball and get things going.
So we're not getting on the ball and we're not getting things going?
I mean, like, some of our callers, even the regulars who used to call when the other government was in, like the gentleman who said that nothing wasn't done or not much wasn't done, something like that. He was a caller, like, he used to call ever so often.
But, you know, people have their views. You know, people are entitled to their, this, you know, the things that are of importance to them.
But I'm saying that his government is in now. I would like to see him come. He seemed to be a very intelligent guy. Come forward now with some solutions. If we're going to live in the past and live there, where are we going?
It's not really that he's living in the past, because we had two different perspectives and he sought to put his position on the table using his usual customary statistics. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have an ambassador to CARICOM, David Commission.
Yes.
And one of the things I would hope that he can look into is having us have really use CARICOM as it was set up, especially in the area of food, food sufficiency.
Okay.
They say there's so much land in Guyana, and there's so much bananas in St. Lucia and different areas like that. And we in the Caribbean, well, I speak mostly of us, we import so much from outside, saying that many of our islands are going through economic hard times. I'm no economist, but I'm thinking it don't have to be so. Why can't we really utilize what we have in the Caribbean and get together and feed our people? Do the politicians really think that these things are important?
I think they should, and most likely think they would. I can't speak for all of them, but specifically, what are you suggesting that there be like a one particular country has, like, for example, Suriname, pineapples, dashing, Dominica.
I still see
doesn't that
there.
Currently happen now? Are you aware of the type of imports?
Okay, we do a lot of international importing as well. Tin stuff and so on, but it isn't good for our people. So I think there's unemployment as well. Something should be able to get off on feeding us, feeding the people around the region with our own food and from our own lands and so on. And being an ambassador, I'm looking for those kind of things, not just dialogue.
Okay.
Dialogue is good, but after dialogue, what are you going to do?
I see that Guyana is now experiencing 4.5% or 4.6% of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Their GDP is seeing some positives.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, they weren't experiencing that.
Yeah,
so there could be some. And then, of course, we know that they have discovered some oil. And another mm-hmm. U.S. company would have gone in and done some major work there. It could be like in the 70s and the 60s, a couple of our people can go to Guyana. And we mustn't see ourselves as limited to this 166 square foot space and place.
Yeah.
But where there are opportunities, we have a lot of our young adults, not just mm-hmm. young people, but we have some young adults who've come to misfortune or who have not had certain opportunities in the field of employment,
mm-hmm.
they should not be limited to Barbados alone.
You know, last week I spoke to you about Barbados education.
You did? I recall.
We have to start thinking in, you know, our schools to play in that way as well. Mm-hmm. And I am hoping that some of our colleagues will start really thinking ahead, because I see this, the casting of the voting out of the DRP as an opportunity to start afresh, just as when Senate Barrow got in power, that was an opportunity to look elsewhere and start fresh. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing,
okay.
but I don't want people saying they don't want to see the DLP in power again and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like that. I would like to see them come back up and with some brand new people with some brand new ideas, and not that they have to cast away everybody, but start fresh,
mm-hmm.
and also the BLP use their freshness to bring about proper dialogue and proper planning for our people.
Yes. Thank you so much for your contribution. We will take a break here for the latest on Starcom, and we will return after. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. We go until 1 p.m. today. We have a caller. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was talking before the original break about Mr. Nasser.
Yes, and you sound a little muffled now, though, a little strong echo, so I don't know where you are. If you can address that a little bit.
Yeah, is it better?
A little, not significantly.
Yeah, I was calling on my landline before, but I'm calling up from my cell now.
Okay.
What I was talking about was that Mr. Nasser is always making reference to the country not listening to ideas. And
right, we heard that, yes.
Right. So I was suggesting that maybe he can probably put together a package where he can visit a number of schools and probably put over his ideas to the school children about being innovative and creative, and that he's not the only one that can come up with an idea such as building wrought iron products and so on.
Okay.
So I think somebody like him, who would have been an innovator and an engineer that would have created things for Barbados over the years, he can be used to help influence the minds of our young people today, most of whom are, I guess you could say, interested in partying and fetting. But when they come to work, a lot of them do not put in 100%. And that is one of the complaints by a lot of employers in this country.
Okay. Okay.
My other point has to do with something along the same line, in that right opposite Starcom, there's a Constitution River, which has been re-engineered. Personally, I consider that to be one of the most fascinating projects in Barbados over the last maybe 30, 40 years. I watched it from the inception to the conclusion, and I was fascinated by the way how the engineers approached it and turned it into what it looks like today. But there's mm-hmm. something else developing out of that, which I am more excited about. Up at the top of the Constitution River, there's another industry that is developing, and I think that we should really look at this very carefully. There's some young people who gather there on Sunday evening, who go to race boats or small boats, mm-hmm. where they have fun doing that.
Okay? Yes.
and I've noticed that the numbers of people who go there on Sunday evening is increasing. And in addition to that, I am noticing now that there are a number of people who are buying canoes.
Mm-hmm.
And are rowing up and down the river.
Yes.
You know, and I'm thinking that that could be a new industry that is being created in this island, where you can have people practicing canoeing in that area, so that we could probably have somebody at the Olympics, for example, who might be kayaking and canoeing and that sort of thing. That's how I am thinking. One of the projects that I personally have is that we can develop a 2-mile river probably somewhere in San Andreas or somewhere, Ready Water, where you're drawing the water from Belle Plaine, from the sea up in there, and you can build a 2-mile river. You make a river, and you can train people to do canoeing and kayaking. I'm just thinking out of the box. And these are the kind of things that I personally would like to see our country get involved in, because, you know, they say that small minds talk about people and great minds talk about ideas.
Ideas, indeed.
I would like to see more great minds producing more ideas in this country so that we can, in the next 5 or 10 years, we can develop the country and take us to the next level instead of bellyaching about all the little issues that we have around the place, like potholes, etc.
Okay. Good contribution, sir. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning. Good afternoon. You have 10 minutes before the hour of 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Dr. Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, Miss Gill.
Good afternoon, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Well and clear.
Thank you so much for a pleasant afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot do otherwise than again compliment you of your way of doing things, which is of independence. Congratulations.
Okay.
But today, I want to ask you if you have read today's Nation, and if you haven't, I would like you to. I'm referring to page 16, and it has our Prime Minister and a lady looking across, and it's a picture of Ross School Medicine in Dominica. Ross University School of Dominica.
Yes.
And in the picture there is Anthony Astafan.
Yes.
And underneath that, there is an article, Dominica was ready for Ross.
Yes.
And they have inverted was ready for Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very interesting that this article does not confirm with what the top picture is telling me, that we are setting up a medicine school in Barbados, because this article says that they were ready to do it, and the Prime Minister has done all in his power to all those in with that.
The article also speaks to a letter. It doesn't give you the, it doesn't answer. It shares what was sent by the ministry, but it doesn't share what was requested by Ross. And what I would say to you, I was in Dominica just a month ago. I knew nothing about the movement from Ross to Barbados. What I did know is some commentary from Ross at the time while there, which is just a little while ago, they were not overly satisfied with the lack of, concessions or something like that. Or probably the movement, or the movement of the readiness of Dominica for Ross. And then I heard about the announcement and I said, oh, okay. So there were some discussions, of course, with Ross and Dominica, having gone through such a significant loss with the onslaught of Hurricane Maria in 2017 and the readiness with which they wanted Dominica, or the swiftness with which they wanted Dominica to get back to normalcy. I thought that, and this is my comment here now, it really was a business decision on the part of Ross to look for riper ground and look for more fertile soil to plant its tree. And Barbados happened to be the beneficiary. And of course, it is unfortunate for Dominica to miss out on this potential $100 million in revenue that it was accustomed to for the last 40-something years, to now lose that as a result of the pain and fallout from the hurricane, and then the potential of losing something that you'd grown accustomed to. So that for sure is something that persons in Dominica would feel some serious aggrieve. And I did follow some of the commentary on social media. I did read one or two articles, not only the one in The Nation, but I read a few reports. There are some regional reports as well, which it would be good if you can get your hands on. And if I was a Dominican, I would feel aggrieved. I would feel as though, wait, this thing has gone from us. And the question is, at what time? You ask the question, at what time? And it feels, some people feel as though Barbados took something from them. Some people feel, hey, this is a business decision. So there are some issues in there that it is important to, I don't know if you saw, did you see the press conference from the Prime Minister and Lisa, her name is here, Lisa Wardell? Lisa Wardell, yes. Well, I think the press conference did share quite a bit of information at the time when it talked about the first time, which was right as soon as the elections were completed. It said that Ross came to Barbados, and I'm sure that you know that PM Skerry also came to Barbados at the time to see the swearing in of the new Prime Minister. So a lot happened at that time, and one of the comments that would have been made by our Prime Minister when she said that PM Skerry was aware of the discussions and supportive of the discussions, and I thought that that kind of settled me to some extent, even before I heard about some of the fallout from Dominica.
Well, I agree with what you have said, but there still seems to be something terribly wrong, and that is this sect here on the 16th of August with the picture of Prime Minister of Dominica here, and I read it
on the 16th.
Once.
You mean on the page 16 of The Nation?
Page 16 of The Nation.
On today, the 9th of August. Okay.
The 9th of August.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So it doesn't settle in me that all is well.
And but all isn't well, though. Let us be clear. All isn't well. There is a loss on the part of Dominica, and there's a gain on the part of Barbados. There is a fallout from Dominica in the sense that here it is that you had a thriving, you had a business living and residing in your country. Then you had, not your act, but some people say it is an act of God. Then you had a hurricane for which there was significant logistical, infrastructural, and other attendant challenges that came as a result of that. You then could not play your trade as a business anymore in Dominica. And you started to talk to the Dominican government to find out, what is it that you can do for me to assist me? I've been here for a long time. Dominica's government tried in its best way to see how best it could facilitate. However, Dominican government had other challenges. It didn't have all of the revenue. It didn't have, you know, they had to look after their people, etc. So they did what they could for Ross. Ross felt, okay, this is probably not going to work out in my favor. It's not going to work out any time that I want. Let me look elsewhere. And bear in mind, Barbados was not the only place they looked. It happened that in looking at Barbados, Barbados had, not only did it have a place for the faculty to reside, but it also had a place for students to reside. And then there was a discussion where, and I understand that Barbados only started to take Ross on when Ross made a decision that it was no longer feasible for Dominica to start in January, and it was only after that. And then we heard the Prime Minister herself, subsequent to the press conference, clear the air again in a couple just about 2 days ago. So I'm telling you, don't deny the fact that Dominica, that all is not all right. This is a loss which will be felt hard and wide. When you have a campus, when you have a university playing a trade, you have people buying and selling, people participating in the activity of the economy, and then that is gone. It's going to be painful. Plus the actual infrastructure that sits, you know, nothing is happening in Dominica. And there were some cleaning up and some work done on the plant. We have to run. It's down to brass tacks. I give you 30 seconds to finish.
Well, I will come again to you.
Okay.
Please have a blessed afternoon and continue with your independence.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure for me to be with you today. The music tells us that we are at the end of this program today, 9th of August, 2018. My name is Lisa Gale. Dennis Johnson was in the seat of the producer. Have a wonderful day.